Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? This is Jay in your company, accompanied by Kenny. We're going to talk sports, and we'll keep it very, very light for the next hour. We're going to have a spirited debate. We're going to get into who we believe are some of the top Bahamian athletes, multiple disciplines of all time, notable Bahamian athletes. So you can get in on that conversation throughout the entire show. We're definitely going to talk about the WNBA drama. We almost got caught up in that drama, but I got to talk about that a little bit later as a Bahamian. The NFL Combine was over the weekend, and we had some standouts.
A lot of them, actually.
Drama, not drama, but the question of when he, won't he, Ben Simmons is still buzzing.
He's still faking. I don't care what you say to me. He's still
and
faking.
We have some big winners and big losers from the weekend. So, with further ado, let's set the tone. Let's set our tone. Let's set the pace before we get into our winners and losers for the weekend. No, go ahead. Play a track for me. All right, we're going to get started right now with the MLB. There are no games, no winners from the MLB, only losers. They're still fighting through their CBA and they're locked out. What's happening now, Kenny?
I mean, the owners really ain't having it with the players. They don't want to pay people, so it's going to be difficult. And they just can't get to an agreement to the terms right now. So they're losing games for the first time. They had to actually cancel games. Versus just like say a loss of canceling the games.
So when is the how close are they to a deal? And
it was gonna take a little longer. It was really rough, right? They're being stubborn.
Oh wow.
They was close to having an agreement, then some other stuff happened. Now they backed up pretty much scratch trying to get stuff over.
But I thought MLB players were paid.
They are paid, but they want more compensation.
Because they got more TV deals.
Yeah. But okay. You know how it is. Every time a new TV deal, you want more money. So
yeah, that's not bad. And the scores from the weekend for the NHL, we had the Kings beating the Sabres, the Blues beat the Devils. The Devils beat the Blues 3-2 in overtime. We had the Stars really, really giving it to the Wild 6-3. The Rangers defeated the Jets. Wow, really? The Hurricanes slipped past the Seattle Kraken, and the Lightning dominated the Blackhawks, with the Senators falling to the Golden Knights and the Sharks. I've never seen it. The Sharks fell to the Ducks in overtime, 3-2.
Yep.
That's not bad. Talking about NBA scores, not a bit of a surprise. We have callers already? Okay, you want to get in? But not a bit of a surprise. Celtics went off on the Nets. I wasn't surprised. I think the Nets are incomplete still.
They're going to stay incomplete because they don't have their players.
But we had a standout in that game.
Oh, yeah. Tatum went off. Tatum 54.
And it led to a debate that I had with some Celtics fans. Because he's tied for the top 50-point performance with Larry Bird. 4 each.
I'm about to say, I know that I ain't the most they ever had. Right. But I had like 61 one time.
Yeah, so 50 point performances. Yeah. They tied four each. And I was like, so what happened to Paul Pierce?
Pierce got like probably two or three.
Yeah, I still think he's garbage. But anyway.
You tripping, bro.
I think Paul Pierce is garbage. I think if he had a career anywhere else but Boston, we wouldn't even be talking about him in top 75.
They talked about Reggie, and Reggie was in nowhere.
But Reggie was prolific. I think Reggie was a standout.
Reggie only was prolific because he was doing something nobody else was doing as far as shooting. Mm. But Pierce was a better player.
Speaking about the Pacers, Reggie and the Pacers, they fell to the Washington Wizards, 123-133. The Grizzlies, the Rockets. I don't know why the Rockets are trying to win games, but they're young and hungry and they're playing out. They beat the Grizzlies, 123-112. The Jazz beat the Thunder. No surprise there.
None.
116-103. The Raptors fell to the Cavs. The Cavs are playing pretty good basketball. They have a very young.
They might start falling off because Jared Allen got injured.
Oh.
So he's going to be up a couple of weeks with a broken finger. So okay. That's going to be rough.
Yeah, but they have a very young.
They got a nice young team. Yeah.
They remind me of the Zach Randolph.
Talking about the Grizzlies, yeah. Didn't grind.
Yeah.
Somewhat like that.
Yeah, that's how the team is built.
Yeah, they're big, just defensive.
Long, yes, very defensive. Yeah. The Pelicans fell to the Nuggets.
But
yeah,
the Pelicans,
they've been playing good ball.
Yeah, but since they got CJ, they've been scoring crazy, beating and blowing people out, like 20s and stuff like that. So they've been doing nice. They almost got the win last night, too. So. Yeah,
it was 130-138.
Yeah, Joe got to go off and get him like 46 and a trip dub to get a win. So he had to work hard to beat them boys.
And the Knicks. The Knicks.
Oh, they smoked them boys last night.
The Clippers. The Clippers needed to come back down.
But you know what's the most hurtful part about that?
What's that?
The Knicks going to beat these dudes or that. But then we go and play them and we look like trash, bro. Like, come on. We got Reggie Jackson looking like prime AI on us and stuff. Yeah. Like, it's crazy right now. Yeah.
Definitely, those were some of the wins and losses around the two leagues that are active right now. Many more, but the major one, the third party to that MLB, they haven't got started just yet. And overall today, we're going to talk about the top Bahamian athletes, that notable athletes of all time. We want to give people their flowers. We tend to recognize people after they have passed and they've moved on. But I think today we should take the time out to let the athletes know that we see them. We support them, we follow them, we celebrate them. So the numbers to give that contribution today, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or you could text in at 422-4796. I'm going to start it off. This is not a list. This is not a list, and this is in no particular order, but one of my favorite athletes that I knew about growing up was Quincy Pratt.
Okay.
Quincy. Him and what is the guy? He's from Andres. He's a heavyweight boxer. Killer Coakley.
I remember that.
Yeah, those guys were hilarious. But they were prime, really, really... put boxing. I remember it was exciting. Quincy and Ray Minus Jr. going head to head. I really, really, really enjoyed those. And we need to. I don't know what's happening with local boxing. What's going on with that? Like I'd like to see it. I'll pay to go and watch.
I know they was doing some stuff before the pandemic. They had a couple of matches going on, but it slowed down since then.
Okay. What about you?
Well. Mostly the track stuff, because, you know, we was dominating in track and getting better. We got the new people, and then we got the OGs. We got, like, Frank Rutherford, Troy Kemp, other folks like that who've been coming up and getting people ready to
spare
their minds. Yeah, Levon sounds like people who just was like, they're like, okay, I could do this. Then you get that next generation that got in their mind that they could make it, and then we've been winning golds.
We've been holding it down in track for a very long time.
Yeah.
Way before Atlanta. Because I think everybody seems to think like it started there, but you know we've been holding it down for a long, 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 long time. And I think it's time that we actually and I saw the other day that they finally signed the contracts for the infrastructure for some of the land that got given to.
Really?
Yeah.
Finally?
Finally.
Wow.
Finally. After what, 20 years? So it's been a long time coming.
It's almost smart, not eh? Close by, close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoes.
Yeah.
It's longer than 20. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's about time, but I'm happy that it's getting done finally. But I think Pauline Davis, who also is on my list, she made a great point. Like, it's past the time that we're not young enough, or some of us aren't young enough anymore, that we are able to go to the bank to take advantage now of this amazing gift and opportunity. So what are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
And I mean, I have no answers. So if anybody have any answers or any contributions, you could call in, you could text in, and give some advice or what do you think should be done in cases like this, seeing that it's so long past due. I think maybe one of those new model homes that they're going to be giving out should be gifted to the original Golden Girls.
Hopefully they do something with some sense.
Yeah.
That you don't got to get backlash for.
Yeah. Hopefully. The lines are open. When I think about athletes, you got to look at this next generation in different disciplines. It's definitely on my NBA and WNBA.
Mm-hmm. You got to start with the MVP.
Definitely. Got to kind of put some respect on her name. And we were almost in this Russian-Ukraine debacle with Miss Jones, who escaped about 5 days ago.
I have an issue.
She's in Turkey now.
Yeah, I have an issue with that, with the fact that you're in the greatest level for your sport, but you don't get paid enough. So now you got to go to Russia to play because they pay more.
Yeah.
Now you basically in the middle of wars and stuff just because you're trying to get paid because your mean thing don't pay you as much.
Yeah.
So what's the issue?
Yeah. And especially right now, even if your main league doesn't pay you enough, there isn't enough of some sort of subsidy.
You won't get enough endorsements. You don't get enough of things to just be like, okay, I can stay here and I can do what I got to do and keep my means.
She should be an ambassador for tourism for the Bahamas.
That is Fox.
Absolutely. Like, hands down.
How you going to be the MVP or something and you don't get those tiny things going on?
Exactly.
Man, that's crazy.
Like, she should be, like, we did it with Rick Fox sailing away and she
was all over the place. And I do the role play and he got to do all that.
Right?
But you got the MVP and you ain't doing that.
The MVP of a league.
That's crazy to me.
Hopefully it's in the works.
Like, you just starting to get a gold medal people some stuff. So it is what it is right now. You just got to get better with it.
Yeah. So I'm happy that she did make it to Turkey. She's safe. She had on her Twitter. I'm going to read what she said on Twitter. She said, just landed in Turkey and all I wanted to do was cry. That situation was way more stressful than I realized. Thank God for always watching over and protecting me. To everybody that messaged me, checked on me, asked a friend about me while I was in Russia, I really want to say thank you. I felt that love for real, heart emoji. Like that must have been essential. And now look at one of her colleagues.
Oh yeah, Brittany Griner, my face 20 years, bro.
20 years?
Yeah.
For vape?
To vape college, yeah.
For vape?
Yeah.
Like.
I mean, you know, certain places you can't do them type things, bro. Like,
This is the height of
pettiness. She can be an asset to what he's trying to do, but certain things you don't do, and it ain't gonna fly.
So what do you think America does now that you're detaining one of their citizens?
I don't think they're really gonna do nothing about that.
Nothing
crazy, at least. I don't think they're going to do anything crazy about that at all.
Yeah, because that's very unfortunate.
And then you know what's messed up about it, too?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could see if it was, like, someone on a superstar NBA level that's different, because there'd be way more tabloids and headlines that you got to answer.
Yes.
But it's going to be harder with a WNBA player. As jacked up as it sounds, it's going to be harder.
That's unfortunate.
And then they really got the other stuff going on where they trying to suspend and almost kill a team because they chartering flights, and that's against the CBA. Like, the league is crazy, dog. I'm saying the WNBA doing some messed up stuff, man. Like, you can't charter your team out. That's against violations because the other people don't want paid.
Yeah.
So they're saying that's an advantage. So it's like, you can't even treat your players right if you want to.
Candace Parker made a good point during the broadcast for one of the games the other day where she was saying that they need to stop comparing the WNBA to the NBA. And until they
that's
treated as a different product.
That's the biggest problem everyone has. They'd be like, oh, why would I watch this? They only lay up and they ain't going to do nothing exciting. Why should I watch this? But it's still top of the line professional sports.
Mm-hmm. And that in-tournament, well, the tournament.
The actual playoffs was great.
They're pretty excited.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, you just got to ignore that and just watch the sport for what it is and
better
enjoy
than cricket.
It. Oh, don't start that.
And for anybody in that loves cricket, last week we had a show. We weren't trying to talk down on the sport itself.
Yeah, because I got attacked because of this.
Yeah, we did. And everybody has an opportunity to come and talk on the show. The lines are open, and we're open to dialogue about these things. We just wanted to officially have a sport that is universally recognized in our communities, and I feel that basketball is that sport. It's accessible, it's easy to get into, it does bring the community together. People enjoy watching it, people enjoy playing it. My mother played basketball with me when I was a child. We had a crate just like Buddy Hield on some wall in our yard, and we had a deflated ball, and we would throw it inside, the ball inside. That's my neighbor had a basketball.
Now I know why your jumper was broke. Because he was just bricking all day on crates.
Crates?
Yeah, he's just bricking on crates. You was getting buckets. You sound like you just shooting and bricking. That's what it sounded like.
I was pretty good in my day.
Okay.
I packed on the pound. Stop playing like that. But I still could take it.
No comment.
Excuse me?
No comment.
The height of this, I remember when my school team, Muhammad's Academy, they won the junior boys championship, right? And I was on the court with two soccers, right? This big, tall dude. I don't know where he came from.
Mm.
And then Chris, because Chris ran the soccer, right? We played 21. And I was just lighting them right up. They had a double team.
They should be ashamed themselves that you light them up.
And I can say this. This sock was not that good.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue this list talking about the top athletes, Bahamian athletes of our time, giving them their roses before they pass on. I'm going to give you my... I'll probably mix it up and give you my top 10. Top 10 or top 5.
All right, we can do that.
All right.
Sweetie, Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Morning, Guardian Radio AMJ in your company, accompanied by with Kenny, We're talking about the top Bahamian athletes of, do we put the pressure on it to say of all time?
I wouldn't do that.
Why?
Because you're on your personal list, so I wouldn't do that because you're using your personal list.
And we have a text in, and it does stare away, but I'm going to read it anyway because, you know, you just want to acknowledge everybody. Good morning. Are you watching the Kanye documentary? I know it's pop culture and staring you away from the topic, but I kind of understand him now. I didn't. And everybody was like, I thought you were a Kanye fan. And no, I didn't watch it. I haven't watched it yet. I'm waiting for all the episodes to load up. I don't need to watch it to understand him. I get it. I read beyond the headlines.
I mean, you're a Gemini, so you would get him. Y'all the same cloth. Come from the same cloth. Y'all good.
Whatever. So here's my personal top five. I have, and this is in no particular order, because this could change at any point in time. Okay? I have the original Golden Girls. Right? The original Golden Girls. Shawn A. Miller.
Understandable for both.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Quincy Pratt. Like, I rooted for him to beat Ray Minus. He never did.
Well, Ray and my own, so.
Right?
You can tell I beat him up, but anyways.
I have Buddy. And I have Jonquil.
Okay. Well, I ain't going to go as modern as you,
mm-hmm.
since we ain't really giving some OG or some love like that. But got to put, like, some of the pioneers, Frank Rutherford. Obviously, the man who got the whole stadium named after him.
Yeah.
Thomas A.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'll probably put Levi on there because he was doing some great things. And Ray Minus, because I don't get boxing in there. That's my folks. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving him some respect, some love. And I'll use Chris Brown because
Fireman.
He lasts very long with that fire. That heat was going for a long time.
Fireman is the Vince Carter of the Bahamas.
Factual.
He kept.
You could call him Vince, you could call him Braun. Tom Brady. He lasts long. He was doing this thing for a long time.
He has performed at a very high level for a very, very long time. Well respected. What about Dory Jones? Where does he line on there?
He could be there because, I mean, you know, that's a sport people wasn't really doing.
That's an icon.
Yeah.
An icon.
You know what I'm saying? So he got very far for what he was doing as far as us just doing. We don't mess with that sport at all, pretty much. So what he about, was doing this thing.
Okay. That's pretty good. Any. It's very. I might be missing. I'm sure there are a lot of people that we're missing.
Yeah, obviously.
Right?
That's why we need people to call in, give their view, let us know who we're missing.
323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 422-4796. Why is conversations like this important?
Because people need to know that we got folks that can dominate sports and not just watch Americans and think it's just them. For the main thing, mm-hmm. and you need to understand that we're going to have more, and you just need to have more support for them. Because we have an issue where we don't really support us until it's the Olympics. Or until it's like a certain event, then they win, then you see the support.
Or if they fall down,
then you
and America comes at them saying they cheat,
then you know you're going to come at their head, yeah.
Yeah.
But it has to be something like that. But otherwise, you need to just have the support throughout.
Consistently.
Yeah, because there's only but so much of us versus all them.
Where do you place, well, I know definitely Michael Sweetbelt Thompson's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Right? Where do you place Clay? Because technically.
People don't accept Clay like that. No, but no. He belongs because he's the bloodline.
He's us.
People just don't accept him.
He's us.
Yeah.
He's us.
If that's the case, he would be first. Because that's the best player.
He's done it at a very high level.
Yeah, that's the best player. He basically was top 75. And arguably, people have been rowing that he wasn't top 75. So you can't have him not one.
Mm. So Clay would be our number one.
Yeah. That's if they accept him, at least.
Do you accept him? Do you accept Clay Thompson as a Bahamian?
So, I mean,
should he be considered top? Rick Fox?
Rick Fox probably be, at least for the sport. Or you're talking about overall?
Overall.
Overall. I don't know where I could put Rick Fox, bro. I know they got a lot of people who can't stand him. They got a lot of people who like him. Like, it's hard to rank Rick Fox. And then, you know, he was on the team people really love to hate. So it was he's on both of them, actually. He's on the Celtics and the Lakers.
Yeah. Celtics, so, yeah. I forgot that he was even a Celtic.
I mean, they drafted him.
I forgot.
And he played like, for my favorite college.
It only mattered when he was a Laker.
Yeah, he played for my favorite college. Carolina, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, we beat Duke, so.
Coach K's last game?
I was so happy we won that man's last day inside that stadium. That was the best thing on the weekend for me, bro.
That was horrible.
He was like an 11-point dog, bro.
I felt that for him. Like I saw it in his
you
face.
You keep them problems. I was happy he was sad. Got all them Duke players. Only Duke player I ever had respect for was Grant Hill. Everyone else, I don't really care for them. So it was like, I can't, because Christian Leighton and them dudes, they just cry babies. So they can't stand them, dog.
I saw I think it was a meme or something. So maybe a letter that he sent to Michael Jordan.
No, it was actually a letter when Jordan decided to go to Carolina. He just told him, good luck, and I'll still support you pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because he was trying to get him to go to Duke. Mm-hmm. Glad he ain't did that. Glad he ain't did that.
Probably talking about a different legacy.
Oh, yeah. It would have been different. Jordan would probably be a snob. More than he was a snob, you go to Duke. Duke makes snobs, bro. Don't look at me that way.
I guess. Okay. So we're still vetting that particular caller, but okay. Who else? Who are we forgetting? Because I lumped in the Golden Girls as a group, as one, right? But individually, they're great, right? Sabatina Fines.
Pauline.
The one with the nice cuts. Not Chandler Sherb. But Chandler Sherb was a beast, too.
Yeah.
LD's.
Yeah, LD's clock was crazy. Yes. He was nice.
Clark Lewis. Put some respect on
the name.
Yeah. What about the guys? Where do the guys rank?
Well, like I said, I still got Chris at the top of the food chain because he did the most.
Mm-hmm.
Then I probably put the new guy there, the new gun, Stevie.
Okay.
Got him there. Probably between Ramon and Demetrius. Avad Monko. They're up there. I give Derek Atkins some love because he was one of the only ones really doing some great work at the 100, sprinting and breaking records for us. So give him some love, too.
Okay. I still feel for some reason we're forgetting a name.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, bro. There's a lot of names. Like, it's not a limited amount of track athletes that was there and great athletes that was there, period. And then we only but so old to know everybody. So there's going to be some people we forgetting. Like, I got some other boxers I know I came up with that was in the farm, like Boston Blackie and other people like that. Got some other ones, too. I'm trying to remember off the top of the dome, Elijah Obed. That man was a monster. That was another family member. That man was a monster.
Are you related to everybody?
No, I mean, he literally was my family.
No, but like, that's, seriously. No, but it's a serious question.
You want to start that again? Don't do that. Okay? Don't do that. But yeah, they got a lot of great athletes, bro.
So I believe this, that our people are our number one asset. Yeah. I think we have this abundance of just absolute raw, God-given talent.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's not overexploited. A lot of our people have to struggle, like really,
yeah, you got to
really
get out of the mud. You really got to get out of the mud.
To get where they get.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we still, as a people, as a society, you could blame the government. I don't know whose fault it is. We don't celebrate them the way they deserve to.
It's been an ongoing issue.
We don't celebrate them fanfare-wise. Yeah. We don't compensate them.
Yeah, the problem is you just wait till they can't breathe anymore, then you start to celebrate them. That's the biggest issue.
And what do? You put someone's name on a
building or
a bridge,
block or something.
You slap it there, right? Yeah. But does that royalty go to their family? Does it go to them?
I can't answer.
Do they have a special pension? Do they get a particular lump sum?
I mean, you would hope so, but that ain't what it sounds like.
I would hope not. What's the rewards now? What's the, like, when a child walks up to you and says, you know what, I want to be a top 75 player in the NBA, want to go and play in the NHL, I want to go and play baseball. Like, I have some baseball kids at my school, like, and they eat, sleep this dream. Like, they go at it hard. And I believe that the ones that are going at it hard right now, they're going to make it though, right? Just, I could see that dedication in them. And you try and support where you can, and you push them and give them advice, you know what I mean, and help. But what is we're doing for our people to let them know, to support them in this dream? Like, we heard and we saw the sections or the segments on Buddy during Final Four.
Yeah.
It seemed like a nightmare, right? But where was our facilities and infrastructure to make that transition, to make that journey
as palatable, smoother,
yeah, or smoother than it, you know, than it was?
It's a real work in progress.
What do we do? How do we fund it? Right? Everybody turns up their nose. There was just a couple of weeks ago, there was an article saying that our men's junior team, not junior team, the FIBA men's team? Our basketball team, yeah, is going to be pulled from an Olympic qualifier.
Yeah, you can't have that happen. Like, you got to be able to control that and fund things and give people chances to be great.
Because, I mean, you have all these kids right now, and they're kids now, but in a blink of an eye, because 2 years just passed. We were in this pandemic, and 2 years went by.
I still ain't over that yet.
Right? Two full grown years.
It just flew by.
I remember when Xavion, our judo prodigy, mm-hmm, was just a little snot. Now he's throwing in grown men twice his size.
Yep.
You know, and doing things at a high level. Shout out to his mom. Ordained, that's really, really been pushing and supporting him and making sure he gets to his meets. Even going throughout the school, yeah, year, right? And going and competing in these tournaments and bringing it home.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, though.
This text says, "A great show as usual. The reward for being a great athlete is a road name after you and your name on the menu of Dr. Babushak."
I feel like they should have said.
Or what's the Bushka, other one?
Bushka. That's the name on the, yeah, menu right there. Every time someone do something, you're going to be on the Bushka for sure.
Yeah. In the Bahamas, our musicians and athletes die broke, busted, and cannot be trusted. We don't pay athletes or musicians. And that's a problem.
Yeah, that's Fox.
You can't expect the culture. You can't expect us to move forward as a society for young people to dream and go and fight for these dreams without there being legitimate reward.
Yeah, and you don't be able to see anything.
Yeah, you can't hold something down and say, you know what? I want to be like this person. Like,
I see this, I want this.
Exactly. Who? Like,
the only thing you could see is that medal. Maybe someone hold up a trophy on TV or something, and that's about it.
I mean, let me reread that text. Our Bahamians in the Bahamas are musicians and athletes die broke, busted, and can't be trusted, we don't pay athletes or musicians. And that's the sad thing. And we're talking about, and it, as I read that text, I remember Pauline, really, really upset. Grateful. Like, she was grateful. She, yeah, was grateful that progress had finally been made, and there's a possibility that, hey, I could actually take advantage of this opportunity from my blood, sweat, and tears,
yeah,
right, that provided. But now she's at this age where she can't do anything.
Yeah.
The banks will look at her sideways, run her around, and tell her no. Because her name, even though it's up there in Bahamian history, mm-hmm, like, it has, like, you recognize the name. You recognize the name.
She still represents us in track and...
But...
Does everything as far as she still is at the top as far as representing us.
But from a financial aspect, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So what do we do? How do we make that right? Crickets? Anybody?
Got to figure that out.
323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Or you could text in, like everybody else, 402-422-4796. This text says, there's a question right here. Y'all see how they treat Ronnie Butler?
Oh, that's another thing. Hey, that's, boy, and it be the legends, dog. Like, that's the craziest part. Legends get done dirty over there.
That's how, I mean, and I know we're talking about sports, but we're talking about, if you look at the ministry of youth, sports, and culture, right? We have to figure this out. We have to figure this formula out, because this cannot be, we going into another decade. We're going, we're about to celebrate 50 years. People say we're a young country. We're still trying to figure it out. But no, we should have the examples of countries before us.
Yep.
Look at what they did right and figure out how we could emulate the positives and not fall for the pitfalls of those that came before us. And we should look at the way we're perceived. Like, we really have to treat our people better. Our people, us. We cannot wait for them. And it's great to see them on the grand stages doing it, right? But when they do that and they sacrifice and they toil, we need to have something legitimate. We have to update it. I know the ministry has something for just, I think, for track or whatever. But we have people going like more than track.
For when you're getting gold.
Silver, what happens to the ones, the rowing are... clubs, right? They want to go off to qualifiers. What grants are in place for them? We have Xavion, who's going and traveling to the different meets, right? He's winning gold, silver, like he's multiple. What's there for him?
You know how they make it there? They got to do their own raffles.
I tired of the South.
They got to do them South stuff.
I'm tired of the South South.
You've been doing this for myself.
I'm tired of the South Souths. I'm tired of the sponsor sheets.
Sam,
outside.
That's the only way they get out to do these things, bro.
I'm
crazy.
I'm sick and tired of those. We have a caller on the line. Caller, good morning.
How you doing, sir?
Right there, man. What's up?
Listen, your son, Young, and I appreciate all the folks you're calling in terms of names, who has done well as it relates to sports and the tourism part of it for the country.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to kind of go way back. Look at what they do to Elijah Bear, the first middleweight boxing champion of the whole world, you know, from a dot in the ocean, you know, and you could even go way back further than him.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, our Golden Girls win the silver medal, they win the gold medal, and they still ain't get nothing for the thing what they have done for this nation. Pauline Davis going to sign some books tomorrow that she wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, her book can tell the story of this nation. Prepare for it.
Because
it's coming.
Yeah.
I'm also an athlete who has been, first of all, I got to start with Glenroy Flo Sanders, who won a bronze medal in the World Championship in Madison Square Garden some 30-something years ago. Nothing. You hear nothing about him.
That's crazy.
Then I came behind him in 2006 and won a silver medal for the Bahamas in Melbourne, Australia, in bowling. I'm talking about Glenroy in bowling and yours truly, Sonny Lockhart in bowling. But they don't appreciate the athletes, my brother. But I thank God that y'all celebrate them.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So we have two texts coming. Oh, these texters. Oh, man, that's hilarious to me. This one says, we have historically failed to give these elite athletes their just due and recognition they truly deserve. We need a natural lottery to support them and to support sports and education on the whole. I would add to that particular text. Thank you for your contribution.
Got another one?
Yeah, this one says, good morning, my brothers. If I have 3 seconds on the clock to win or tie the championship game, I would give the ball to Larry Bird.
I can't argue that.
I mean,
I can't argue
Okay. Got a Bird farm.
I'll let that ride. You know him for that clutch. I'll let that ride.
take the money that we paid these ministers to pay our artists and athletes. You can't take the money away from the ministers. You could say, hey, this is what we, the equivalent.
Yeah.
Right?
At minimum, at least.
The equivalent. Yeah. Just should, they're just as important. You can't take it away from the ministers, I don't think.
I don't think they're going to slide, but...
Then what they gonna have? The VAT money?
That'll be another debate.
We're winding down. But get in. Call in. Let us know who you support. And the caller just a little while ago. We are young. Uh-huh. We don't know everybody. So it's up to you to help to educate us.
Spread the light.
And spread the light. Spread the light and spread the love. You know? We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show.
Mornings, join us for the show that's shaking up Bahamian radio. Morning Blend with Dwight Strong.
I must say, you all have raised the level of talk shows.
I think you have the best show that's going on right now for young people.
And I just want to tell you guys, you're doing a great job.
For national and international news and entertainment, talk and analysis.
I'm impressed with the type of show that you're running.
With different perspectives from what you may be used to.
And this station has really, you know, I think, gotten the country to really start thinking about things and start looking at things from... politicians' promises.
Morning Blend with Dwight Strong, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Guardian Radio 96.9.
When are you guys going to be online? Because by the time I find myself just in my car, just holding on to every last word. I don't have a radio in the office, though. If I listen to you, I have to listen to you online.
We're online, guardiantalkradio.com. Wake up, it's a new day.
Morning Blend business.
The economy.
Finance.
Business.
Industry.
Government sector. Private sector.
Financial services.
Tourism.
Personal finance.
Investing advice.
Consumer issues. Consumer rights.
Trends and business opportunities.
Morning Blend Business. Following Morning Blend every weekday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
It takes a village to raise a child, and it takes each and every one of us to grow the Bahamas. On the clock, we dive into the stories, we identify the issues, and we engage the people, organizations, and institutions that keep the country running. On the clock with Aaron Green, weekdays 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hi, this is Juan McCartney, and I'm inviting you to join me Monday through Friday from noon to 2 on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM for the revolution.
You ain't see us but running the country.
Yeah.
You have the cure that would put thousands of behemoths to work. But you ain't telling us. Y'all got to make me prime minister first.
Lord knows I was ready to tell them one or two, because this is ridiculous.
I don't care what government it is. What it is, we got to look at some real things and say, but look at how can we fix this problem?
That's why the change has to come about, because people are looking for something new, trying to grasp or get their hands around something tangible that would give them some hope.
And if we decide that we want better, then we're going to have to invest in that.
The revolution. Remember, if you shake with indignation at injustice, then you are a comrade of mine.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
She's done it. And Shawnee Miller has collapsed across the line. We have barely ever seen a more dramatic end to a race than that. And I'm not sure Felix thinks she's done enough. Miller has been given the race at 49.44.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back. It's the final 10 minutes of the show. We're just talking about the greatest Bahamian athletes. We're trying to celebrate them. And there was a name that we were forgetting. And I cannot... the text jogged my memory a bit, talking about naming a road. And by the way, this is Jay and Kenny in your company on Guardian Radio AM. But Tony William Dolan. How can we forget the highway?
I thought we mentioned Tony.
We didn't mention the highway.
You did say the OG version of the Golden Girls. So
yes.
That's why. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The actual single first Golden Girl. How we forget the highway? Howard Road, Tony William Dolan Highway. This one says, great show as usual. Michael Jordan is one of the greatest basketball players to ever do it. I'm 100% sure if we look into his roots, that man have to be a Bahamian.
That's great. That's
why do we think Mike is a Bahamian? I would love to dive down that rabbit hole. That's hilarious. Like, I mean, Beyonce is Bahamian, right?
Yeah.
She's a Knowles, so I guess.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Maybe.
Like anything is possible. The right cousin, no, you know, you find someone grabby. Take it down.
You know, someone cousin knows something.
This one says, we only take winners. Like, if you're not at the top or the height, we will only support you when you win.
That is factual. I truly believe that, even though that's a bad thing. History has shown that. Like, the only way they probably accept you, if you don't win, if you was the first to do something. Now, if you second, third, fourth, fifth, and you ain't winning, they ain't gonna say nothing about you.
Did we talk about high jumper Troy Kemp?
I mentioned Troy Kemp.
You did? What about
I Torino? Didn't talk about Donald, though. Donald was great.
Okay. What about...
My uncle was the first one to jump 7 foot, Winston Strawn. You got a lot of people in high jump, too.
Are you related to everybody?
Dude, it's literally my uncle. Literally my uncle.
Okay. This text says, we don't play baseball extensively, but we've invested millions in a new stadium. Not hating on the stadium, as I'm sure we have have the national talent to build a program to grow the sport. Let me see. National program to build a sport. But what have we invested into boxing? Having had a world champion level talent for decades,
that's
have
fine.
You seen the national boxing shed? Pun intended. I agree. But I disagree with the baseball. The amount of young baseball talent that we have in the pipeline, these kids that are committing to teams, these kids that are flying to different camps in Florida and the Dominican Republic, we have something great. We have a great independent baseball program.
They have a good...
It's no thanks to the government.
They got a good system. They have with Andre Rogers. Not everyone got a good system.
They have a great, great system. And they have been having a lot of success with that. And I personally know at least two to five athletes that are going hard at it right now between the age of 13 and 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they could be the next Jazz. It takes a while. They kind of broke down what the process is to kind of get into the major leagues, and it's extensive.
Yeah. I mean, you got three different levels before you get there.
It's extensive.
So it is.
So, yeah, I'm not mad at the stadium, but I do agree that we need to be deliberate and actually looking at where we have the talent and kind of investing in that. And that's where a national lottery, some strategic partnerships, they like these public-private partnerships to develop our sports programs. This one says, Pauline Davis is the best female athlete in the Bahamas. Why? 2 Olympic gold medals. Are you kidding me? what highway is named after her? She deserves it.
I don't disagree.
The best female athlete in the Bahamas, period. Pauline Davis Thompson. Okay. All right. I can't argue with that.
Nope.
I cannot argue with that, and I definitely agree. What does she have? What did we, like, legitimately give her? 2 gold medals.
That's why that book coming out.
Ooh, that should be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get in the final minutes of the show, you can call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or you can text in your thoughts, 422-4796. So we have Pauline as the best. Who's the best male?
Still got Chris there.
Fireman?
Yeah. And you don't got that much stuff going. Like, how much change do we have with Chris? Like, can have in his hands as they gave him something.
So this is the list without Clay. As a
yeah, I'm not including Clay right now. I don't want people who was coming up through our list.
Who we could
who was actually
put our
here
hand
yeah.
in touch.
Like,
put
Michael our hand is different. Touch. Rick is different. They actually was here as children. They came up. It's different. I'm talking about those folks who came up.
Because if you add Michael to the list, it would be Michael.
Between Michael and DeAndre.
It would be.
I got them neck and neck. Two number one picks.
Yeah.
Both them playing great.
Championships.
Yeah, but he got that on a great team. I mean, you got Magic and Kareem, two of the top 10 players of all time, and James Worthy. You should be able to get a ring. True. That's how Rick got them rings off Kobe and Shaq. I'm just saying.
True. But Aiden can't be neck and neck with Michael. As a first round,
right now, Michael is at the top. Aiden is on the way.
So with Michael
on
the list as for the Bahamian males,
yeah,
is he the top?
I'll have him as first.
So Michael Sweet Belt.
Plus, you got the genetics coming through. You got Clay. Then you got the other Thompson. Then he has a baseball player as well.
You got
great genetics.
So look at that. We figured out who the top male and female athlete is. Thank you again for joining us. Thank you for your contributions via text. Thank you for our call out. We appreciate you. The Revolution is next with Warren McCartney. This is Jay and Kenny signing off.